Hello and welcome back to the For Him podcast. I seriously mean welcome back this time. I think this is the longest I've gone without recording an episode. It's been a week today since I posted my last episode. It's been super, super busy. I graduated this past weekend, and because of the busyness, I feel like I have kind of been, one, distant from really locking in with my podcast, but two, also just making that time for God. And so that's kind of why I'm talking about the topic today, which is when God feels distant. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about that. The reality is that walking with God sometimes feels dry or distant. It's not just about being on these mountaintops, but the good news is that he still meets us in the valleys whenever we call on him, wherever we are. And I think we really have to humble ourselves before him and come to the understanding that we are the reason for the distance. I know I've talked about or touched on this before, but anytime that you feel distant from God, it's because you are distant from God, not because God is distant from you. God is always there, and all it takes is you meeting him to truly feel like you're in his presence again. But I can testify to the fact that faith doesn't always feel super fiery, and sometimes it is really just sitting in the silence. I, like I said, relate a lot recently with the busyness of my life. I feel like my Bible studies even started to feel more like something I needed to check off my to-do list instead of something I truly wanted to take the time out of my day to put towards spending time with God and being super intentional in that. And although I was still showing up, my heart just wasn't really in it. And I'm sure that you guys have felt this at some point before. It's definitely normal. I think, excuse me. Also, on top of dealing with graduation weekend, there's sickness going around and just allergies from everything blooming. So I really want to make this episode, but I really need you guys to bear with me because I know I don't sound the most beautiful right now. Like I was saying, it's normal to feel distant from God from time to time or feel like you're in this dry season. And it's so normal that even some of the greatest figures in scripture experienced this. I found a few examples, one being David. He cried out in Psalm 13:1, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?" And then also it was experienced by Elijah, who performed miracles, but the day later felt so distant from God that he asked God to take his life. And even Jesus himself, he cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" I think that a big reason as to why it is so normal to happen from time to time is because there's so many reasons that can go into us feeling distant from God. One being emotional exhaustion, also just dealing with lots of grief or trauma, or even feeling hidden in your sin or your shame. And on top of it all, just the, like I said, stress and busyness of life. But the good news is that God is with us in all of these reasons, and that dryness doesn't mean done. Faith isn't this feeling, luckily. It doesn't waver based upon our circumstances. Because if love in relationships were based on this feeling, it wouldn't last. And it's the same and true in our walk with God. As we continue to call on him when we feel nothing, that can be one of the most faithful things that you can do. I think it's also just super important to be obedient and remain obedient, even whenever you don't necessarily understand why. I think that faithfulness might sometimes feel like routine, whether that's prayer, worship, or study. And this is honestly me right now with this episode. This was me a few days ago when I opened my Bible for the first time that week. But it shows trust. And I think in all of this, I'm just trusting in and letting God use my gifts to advance his kingdom. And we don't necessarily understand why we go through the things we do, or why we might feel this spiritual dryness, or why it might feel like a season of waiting or stillness in the moment. But I realized even throughout this past week that although I felt more distant from God and I knew that that was on me, I came to terms with the fact that not only did it point back to my need for him even more and make me rely on him even more, but it also gave me an idea for this episode and made me humble myself before God and all these other awesome things that came out of something that didn't seem so great in the time being. We can see the importance of remaining faithful even in the dry seasons in different scriptures, one being Matthew 17:20 that talks about how God honors even the smallest mustard seed of faith. And then also in reading Luke, I've learned that it's not about the amount of faith that you have, but the genuineness of that faith. And because of that, there's this positive cycle where having that faith when it's hard leads to greater faith. And this is because he's able to use our responsiveness to him to teach us more about him. This just shows that there's hidden growth in our dry seasons. Time for a little analogy. Roots grow deep in drought, and outward fruit might not be visible, but inner strength and endurance is being formed. And so we really just need to trust in his plan and understand that there's purpose in our pain, that he does all things ultimately to glorify him, which is the best possible outcome. So next I'm going to talk about kind of how to navigate or walk through those dry seasons whenever you do experience them. I think one really good way to do this is just the practice of lament. I believe that's how you say it, but it's basically just an expression of sorrow. And there's a whole book about this in the Bible, which is the Book of Lamentations. And it just talks about how God can handle our frustrations and our doubts and our grief. And a good example of this is praying to God that you might not feel him, but you're very faithful that he is still near. Another would be to just remain grounded in the stillness and the silence and let go of doing and learn to just be with God and really prioritize that presence over the productivity in your relationship. Sometimes that's what the relationship needs. Also returning to scripture that reroutes you. Psalms is a really good example of this. And maybe read that aloud and let that truth cover your heart even when it feels super far. I would say also listening to certain songs that reroute you or reground you in the truth of who God is and why it's so important to continue to call on him. I think a really good song is the song called Promises by Maverick City Music. It was playing as I was writing this episode, and so I just thought it was the perfect example. And then another super, super, super big one is community. I would say really just focus on leaning on your people when you feel in these seasons where you don't feel super strong in your faith. God doesn't want us to do this life alone. And so sharing your struggle and just letting others carry your faith for a little bit makes all the difference. And you might have to do the same for them eventually, because we all struggle from time to time. I personally have experienced this a lot through the faith of my friends. I feel like it reminds me time and time again why I should remain faithful. And so I'm going to next talk about why to keep coming back to God. Why, whenever it feels like he is distant, should you continue to lean on him and call out to him? I asked multiple of my different friends to share their answers with me, so I'm going to read those. One of my friends said, "My trust in the Lord always keeps me returning to him. Awareness that he is the light and actively choosing to stand in that light motivates me in my hardship." Another one of my friends said, "God has shown me that he's involved in all aspects of my life, so letting go, just knowing that he's in control, gives me so much purpose to continue to thank him and to spread that to others." Another one of my friends said, "Conviction to spend time with him and to be obedient. It reminds me of how much he loves us, but also that there's consequences for our actions." And then another one of my friends said, "I know that he is guiding me in his silence and helping me draw closer to him, so I remain faithful and in pursuit." Another said, "When your eyes are open to the gospel, you can't unsee the truth," which I loved that. "A dry season is a time to humble yourself before God and better understand our need for him. I see how his ways are always higher with more blessings and longer lasting joy." And then another friend said, "Feeling far from him is a good opportunity to evaluate my heart. I see time and time again that he isn't far. My heart is just pointed away from him. It recenters me to love God more than my life and more than the world." And then lastly, one of my friends said, "I've been sustained by him and him alone and placed many times where I could only rely on Jesus. It is in these seasons whenever we see his word come to glory. And as it said in Isaiah 43:19, the one who makes rivers in the desert, he has never failed me." I just thought this was so sweet. So, like, such a cool idea to incorporate different perspectives. And I found that all of them, there is the same truth, that one being that we need God even when we don't feel like we need God. Two, he will always welcome our return. And three, that distance is a sign of spiritual growth that is coming. And I was just reflecting on these answers and reading through the different perspectives and insights that my friends gave me. And it just, like I said, reminded me of why to be faithful. It's so cool to see how others love God and each in their own different ways. And it truly just makes me thank God for having friends that make me love the Lord even more. But yeah, I just really want to emphasize the fact that we all have those dry seasons and we all from time to time feel distant from God, but we all still need Him and we should all keep calling on Him because of this and keep showing up for Him just as He does us. It says in Isaiah 43:2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you," aka when you're distant, I am still with you. God's silence is not His absence. And so after listening to this episode, I really just invite you to sit in His silence for a minute and express to God where you are in your walk with Him and just pray for the faith to keep moving forward, even whenever that feels difficult. Also, if you take nothing else from all of this, I really hope that you take that God is still near, He is still listening, and He is still loving you, even in His silence. He will answer you when you call, always. So keep taking steps towards and for Him.